Okay, good. So let's start. So yeah, let's finish off with Tosis. So we saw Tosis rejects Rashi Pshat. What's the rationale to Rabbanu the Atzer? Is that we're afraid that the Dilma ask of Kosovo Emet. Tosis said, no, if you're worried about another Yosef and Shimon, then you would have other problems besides the Shema. You would have bigger problems. It wouldn't be Mukhuch Mitoichay. So therefore, Tosis learns that that's not the issue. We're not worried about another Yosef and Shimon. So then what is the chash? The sefer was a bakir lishma. The sefer is a bakir lishma. The sefer doesn't write gittin shalei lishma, but he writes gittin to practice. Sefer has to, you have to practice. So the sefer wrote a get l'islamid. And then the Baal got a hold of it. The Baal didn't know about the din of lishma, because even the Rebbe became aim, but midrabbanu v'chayshish, and that's the chash that the Baal got a hold of this get that was written kedei l'islamit, and mimele the get is written shalei lishma. That's how Tosfos learns. That's how the Re learns the chash in the Gemara. So it comes out the chash is that we're afraid, not that the sefer is not a boki. The sefer is a fine baki. Sefer wrote a get for practice. The person over here who's not a baki is the Baal. So even though he became him, but midrabanu v'chayshish for the meat. L'chayra l'fira meir that were chayshish for the meat nikir adin. So why isn't it l'chash deraisa? The meir is chashin l'meat. The Gemara said before. The Gemara said it's only l'chash derabanu because Rebbe became him. And even a meir holds we're chayish the meat. So then, it's not a shash derabon; it's a shash deraisa. So Moshe said, "But stam safi the dynamic megmiri." When I tell me that the problem here is not mitzat the sefer, it's the problem is mitzat the baal. So that goes into the regular rabbi became him, and the mayor is chayish the milta. So why is it only the rabbon? Why is it only rabbon and the asher? It should be a shash deraisa. That's so clear to me. But we have to say that the shash that the sefer let the get out of his rishus, and then the baal picked it up. That's the chash derabana. The chash ruchik over here is that it got out of the hands of the sefer. The sefer is a bucket. He knows that he's not supposed to let this get give this get over to the Baal. So how did the get wind up by the Baal? It must have been nofal or somehow the get wound up by the Baal. So that's the chash that's outside of the that's the chash. It's only chash derabana. In our Torah, we wouldn't be chayish for that. Yeah, some the hechik that's how you have to learn. What makes it a derabanan is how did it get from the sefer to the ba. Rabbi Kreger has two kashas over here. Rabbi Kreger asks, first of all, Tosfos before in the Dibur Maskil if Yishayim became lishma, Tosfos had a whole arichus. Why does Rabba blame the takana on lishma that they not became lishma? Why the less became lishma in other hilchas gittin? Tosfos just wanted to say maybe in Echrami he just mentions lishma is the most common. Tosfos rejects that from the Gemara later on. Anyway, because Tosfos says that Tosfos in the end says that they weren't makabel the lishma. Ask Rabbi Kreger, the way the Re is explaining now, there's a pasha to answer for Tosfos' kasha before. What's the chash? The sefer knows all the halachos. He knows the halachos of lishma too. Stam safer dani big megiri. The sefer knows all the halachos. He knows the halachos of lishma. He knows the halachos of mechuberi. He knows all the halachos. That's not the problem. So what's the problem? The problem is the sefer wrote a get l'islamid. So when the sefer writes the get l'islamid, so he doesn't keep bilchus gittin, he doesn't write a lishma. He's only writing kedei l'islamid. And then that get that was written kedei l'islamid and doesn't have the regular hilchos gittin fell into the hands of the baal. So it could be that if the sefer wrote kedei l'islamid, maybe there's other problems with the get. So I think shalei l'shma. Maybe if the sefer wrote kedei l'islamid, it's also not sefer wrote kedei l'islamid. So maybe it's also mechuber. Maybe kedei l'islamid he wrote a get that was mechuber. Maybe if he wrote kedei l'islamid, he wrote a get that has other chesronos besides being shalei l'shma. But it's also going to be shalei l'shma. Every get that's written kedei l'islamid by definition is shalei l'shma. if it wasn't for this Tosfos that it's Kedei L'Islamed, so you could have a get that's written Shalei L'Shma, but it's not Mechuber. You could have a get that's Mechuber, but it's written L'Shma. It's different Sulam. So then Tosfos before, Tosfos could have a Kasha. Mechatez to talk about L'Shma. Maybe the problem was to get was Mechuber. Now the Tosfos is telling me that the Sefer is Bokin all the Halachas. So how did it come out that the get was written Shalei L'Shma? Because he wrote Kedei L'Islamed. And then when you're writing Kedei L'Islamed, you're not makbid in Halachas. When you write Kedei L'Islamed, you write Shalei L'Shma. So even if we'll say that there were other problems also, when he wrote Kedei L'Islamed, maybe he wrote the get from Mechuber. But it's only sometimes from Mechuber, but it's always Shalei L'Shma. Every get that's written Kedei L'Islamed is always going to be Shalei L'Shma. So Mele is Pasha, that's why Rabbi mentions Shalei L'Shma, because the whole Shas is the get was written Kedei L'Islamed. And a get that's written Kedei L'Islamed, it may have other problems and it may not, but it always has a problem of Shalei L'Shma. So if hey, the Pasha dancer plays his kasha before, so always plays his problem before. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two, Rabbi Krieger, from the little Tosfos just before this Tosfos, Tam Safa Dinai Migmi Miri. So Tosfos says, Tam Safa Dinai Migmi Miri, Havi Kamei Miyuta de Miyuta, the Lechashin Rafila Rameya. Tosfos before was a pains to tell me that Tam Safa Dinai Migmi Miri sounds like Tosfos saying, it doesn't mean all the Sefer Migmi Miri. I still say from one Atkin Miri. But it's a Miyuta de Miyuta, even Rameya is not Chashish for it. But to force Tosfos to say that, why not learn Stam Safi the Dinah Migmi Miri? He said, all the Sefer from Arab, all the Sefer from Arabic are Bekim. All the Sefer from Arabic. So Bekvega says that I forget, he has a Lashana. If he wasn't like a Luli Nimistafina, but one of Bekvega's Lashanas, he says, if it wasn't for the fact that he's such a small person, that he's afraid to say big things. So he would say that this Taka Machlekes would be among the Dibriya Tosfos, that there's two different shitas bouncing around here in Tosfos. That there was one Baal Tosfos who held that the Chashash is, like the Ri says over here, that the Chashash is, that the Sefer wrote a Kedei L'Islamed. And it's not the Megim Gemiri, all the Sefer Megimiri. It's the problem is the Sefer wrote a Kedei L'Islamed. And if that's the case, then we understand why Rabbi mentioned the Shema, not Mechuber, not other Psulim, because L'Islamed is always Shalei L'Shema. It may or may not have other psalm, but it's always Shalei L'Shma. But there's another Baal Tosfos floating around over here who learns that the chash is that the Sefer wasn't a Baki. Because even though Stam Safi died in Migmig Miri, but there's a Miyuta de Miyuta Sefer of Nak Miri. So even though Minat Torah, even Rameh is not Cheshish for that Minat Torah, but Midra Banan, we're Cheshish for it. And that's the chash. The chash is for the Sefer who's not Miri, for the Miyuta de Miyuta Sefer of Nak Miri. So Mele Tosfos had a problem before. If there's why blaming it on the Muta the Muta Sefer Marek Miri in the Din of Lishma? Why not worry about the Muta the Muta Sefer Marek Bekim in Mechuber, who aren't Bekim in other Hilchas Gittin? Tosfos had to say whatever Tosfos said before. That Hilchas, that Lishma is particularly recalcitrant about. But Kapanim, Rabbi Kay wants to set up over here that there's two different Shittas within the Dibur HaTosfos. Even though it's one, usually one Masechta, we don't want to make a Machlekes in among the Tosfos. But there are cases, I know many times, there are cases where even in one Masechta, you have different Dibriya Tosfos to come from different Bavtei Medrash. So Bekvei says that, Bekvei wants to say that and there must be two Shittas here in Tosfos. Yeah. Now, the Lashon of the Reed, let's leave that alone. Now, go moving on. The Lashon of the Reed is that we're afraid Shaliya Ar Habal B'Yomer. It's Maduik and Nuri that the Chashash is not that we ourselves are afraid that such a scenario happened. Not like Rashi. Rashi learned that the Chashash of here it's our own Chashash. We're afraid Dil Nasker Chosav B'Yomer. It's not a Chashash of the Ir Habal. That's the lesson of Rashi. Rabbanu the Atzrich LeMechish the Milsim Shum the Ika the Asker Chosav B'Yomer. It could happen. There's such a scenario. It's an Egan Chashash. It's our own shash. It's not a shash of Ira Baal. Then it's also Maduik and Rashi. Maybe try to flag it again now. Actually, I had a lesson before that Rab is not choshish for Iru. Here it is. Rashi and I'm basing the base towards the end of the narrow lines. Inami mudinu din beretz Yisrael. So Rashi says, "B'seich advoim leRab adolei chayish leIru." Rab is not choshish for Iru. That sounds like an Rashi. Rab is b'chal not choshish for Iru. He's not choshish for Iru about things that we have an egg in the shash. We have an egg in the shash, but there's not just things that shash Iru about going through. The Ri says not the way. The Ri learns that this chash of maybe the Sefer Oda Kedei L'Slamed and get what was written in Shul L'Shma, it's not an egg in a chash, it's a chash of Irabah. And the truth is that we already saw this before in Taisus even more. Taisus before, L'fisha Ein Bikim L'Shma, talked about it by Rikos. Taisus learns, in the Taisus Dibamas, L'fisha Ein Bikim L'Shma learns that not only is it just a chash Irabah, it's not our own chash, but even if the Baal is Ma'ar, even if the Baal actually is Ma'ar, Taisus says it's only the last Baal. Even if there was no funen echt, funen echt. Even without funen echt, funen echt. If the Baal comes and he's ma'ar, that the get was in shalei l'shva, Taisa says that it's only shaslas. Maybe let's go over it again briefly, the ground that we covered then in that Taisa. It's not worth taking a few minutes and say to just go over that Taisa and what we said in that Taisa. Taisa is medayik from the Gemara later on in Daf Hei. The Gemara later on in Daf Hei says that if the Baal himself brings the get, then you don't have to say b'fon anechtu b'fon anechtu, even according to Rabba. Because since the Baal himself is bringing the get, so he himself is bringing the get, he's not going to be ma'ar in the get. So Taisus was mechir from there. Taisus was mechir from there that it's not an egg in a chash. It's a chash of Irabba. That's number one. It's a kashan rashi talk. We'll talk about it in a few minutes. It's a kashan rashi that gemara. We talked about it also in the past. That gemara is against rashi. It says in that gemara that the chash of shalei l'shma is not an egg in a chash. It's a chash of ir abal, and therefore, if the Baal himself brings the get, then we're not chash, the Baal will be ma'ar. Taisus that it's not an egg in a chash, because Tam Safi is not a big McMiri. But Taisus also adds, at the end of Taisus, l'fishayim b'kim l'shma, Taisus said, v'ayimari, the maskin v'samach do'i b'kim him, v'stam Safi g'miri. Taisus says, first of all, that it's not an egg in a chash, it's a chash irabal. That is on the Gemara in that day. But Taisus adds that once it's only a chash irabal, it's a chash las. Taisus holds, once you say it's not an egg in a chash, it's a chash irabal, then even if the bal comes in his ma'ar, we assume that it's only a las bal, we assume that it's a shek. We're not really choshish for the Rabbal Ba'emis, but we're choshish for the laws of the Rabbal. So we talk about it at the time. That second step, where do Taisus get? Maybe we're not choshish. Maybe it's not an egg and a shash. It's only a shash of the Rabbal. But when the Baal comes in his ma'ar, maybe we have to take the ira seriously. Maybe taka is a maybe it's an ira maker. And then we're dyke then in the Ran, that the Ran is taka chelup in Taisus. And the Ran learns that even though it's a shash, it's not an egg and a shash, it's only a shash ira Baal. But when the Baal comes in his ma'ar, then we have to take the ira seriously, and it's not only the last Baal. So we said at the time, just a reminder, I don't want to spend time on it again now because it's already, we said it, and it's in the notes, but I'm just reminding you, let's take a look again. We went through that, it's that the machlokes is totally in how to understand ira Baal. The Ran understands ira Baal as a race. It's not a Baal Din. It's not a Baal Din. Ain't Ishim Amani Shal Baal. So what's the Kaich of ira Baal? He can make a reyesa. Since he wrote the star, he's the Baal of star, he can make a reyesa in the star. So on our own, we wouldn't be choshish that there's a reyesa. But if a reyesa happens, we have to be choshish that maybe it's true. Like the Moshe, you're not choshish that the animal has a hole in the lung. But if you find the hole in the lung, you have to be choshish that maybe the animal's a trophy, you have to be paid. I mean, a hole in the lung is, you found a reyesa, you found a sikha. Whatever, any kind of, you found that we're not choshish, you don't have to be all the trophies. You're not choshish, maybe there's a trophy. But if you find the machat, then you have to be vedic. So we're not choshish that there's going to be a race, so there'll be a nearer Baal. But if there is a nearer Baal, then there is a race, then maybe it's true. But Taisus learns the koyach of nearer Baal is because he's a baldin, like this isn't a bezim adal, that the Baal is a baldin when he's mar. The Baal is a baldin in the gerish. Taisus and that bezim adal is down, why is it taninun for the baldin, even if he's not here. Taisus learns that the Baal is a baldin, his koyach of nearer is the koyach of a baldin. What's the koyach of a baldin? The kayach of a baldin is if there's some kind of suffix, the baldin can demand that there should be proof. It could be ma'ir that even a suffix that Anarabi wouldn't be chayshish for, but the baldin can demand that we be chayshish for that suffix. That's the kayach of a baldin. That's a big issue. It's going to be very negative in the Hamshir of the Gemara in a few minutes. The kayach of a baldin is the baldin can say, if you have any kind of suffix, the baldin can say, I want proof positive. Like by Chesgi Mashonim. Yeah, we bought him that somebody was in a house for 3 years by day. Mustami was there by night too. But if the Ma'ara says, Aviu Adam Shayador by Yom of Alayla, then he's within his rights to demand proof on the nights. The Baldin can be Ma'ara's fakers, he can demand proof for things that otherwise he wouldn't be Chayesh. So Taisus tell that since the Kayach of the Baal is to be Ma'ara is the Kayach of a Baldin to demand proof for something that's Etzim a real suffix, just on their own, we would say Mustami, it's not a problem. But the Baldin can demand that we satisfy all the sveikas, we dot all the I's and cross all the T's, we mevar all the possible sveikas. So Taisus held that if there would be any kind of suffix over here, then we would have to be chayshish. Maybe the Baldin's going to demand that we be mevar. So how come if he brings the get himself, how come if he brings the get himself, we're not chayshish that he's going to be mevar? If there's any kind of suffix over here, maybe we should be chayshish. The Baldin's going to demand that we satisfy the suffix. It must be that Stam Safi Dadai means it's not a suffix at all. There's no suffix at all. Stam Safi Dadai means there is no suffix at all. So if there's no suffix at all, then the Baldin has no kayach to demand the proof. The Baldin can only demand proof on things that is better than a suffix. Again, we have different degrees of suffix. There are some suffix that we worry about even without the Baldin demanding. Some suffix is not what we wouldn't worry about. We only worry about if the Baldin demands the proof. But it's not a suffix at all. The Baldin can scream from today till tomorrow. If it's not a suffix at all, we don't have to prove it. So Gemara Dafei says that if the Baal himself were to get, we're not afraid it'll be Ma'ar. We don't have to be Ma'ar. We don't need to put an effort right now. This was bothered. Why? If there's any suffix that is written in the Shema, so even if it's a small suffix, but the Baldin might demand that we prove it. So we should have to say put an effort. Maybe the Baldin is going to demand proof. It must be that it's time Safi Dain means it's not a suffix at all. So if it's not a suffix at all, then how can the, so what does it help for the Baldin comes? Must be an echinami, it's only allowed to Baalma. Okay, so we have the bottom line. So let's make a sikkum where we are now because we want to go by the Numa. So we have, the Numa says that it'll be, that really, over here, Ikkar Din is no Shash Rabbanu Das. We have what Plaikas Rashi and Taisus is going to be with us for a while. Plaikas Rashi and Taisus, how do you understand Rabbanu Das? Rashi learns that it's our own Shash. We have a suffix, maybe Duma Ashka Pekosu Baimim, maybe the get was written Shalom Shema, maybe there's another Yosef and Shimon, he found the get in the street, maybe the get was written Shalom Shema. That's why it's only Shash Rabbanu, but it's Ach Shash Rabbanu. So that's why you have to say Vanenech to Vanenech. Taisus holds that it's not an egg and a shash. The chayot is arrived from Gemara Dafei. It's arrived from Gemara Dafei. Gemara Dafei says that if the Baal himself brings the get, so he's not going to be Ma'ar. So even according to Rabbi, you don't say Vanenech to Vanenech. So Taisus, from that Gemara, Taisus Mechiach, that it's not an egg and a shash. It's only a shash here about. Taisus learns that once it's only a shash here about, it's only a shash laz. And what is this shash laz? What is this shash here about? Maybe the Baal will come in and it'll be Ma'ar and it'll be Mitzi laz. The chash is not that he found the get in the street, because that would be a different problem, not a problem of the shmo, be a problem of muchum mitoichet. Rather, the chash is the real. He says the chash is that maybe the sefer wrote it kedei l'slamed, and the baal found it, and the baal didn't know about the din of the shmo, so the baal will come and it'll be ma'arer. We ourselves are not chashish for such a scenario, but we're afraid the baal will come and be ma'arer. That maybe the baal will come and be ma'arer. That maybe the baal will come and be ma'arer. And we might see less. Fretimar. Haikulu. Rabbanu das and shimiguna kill Rabbanu. Fretimar. Haikulu. Chumru. Dimasu chalotre. Le osi ba'al maru posole. Chad osi ba'al maru posole. this halacha that you're relying on, you're telling me that we're mekel, really should have two edim. Now, I was holding the Gemara before, you have to have two edim, it's dovah shaber, and so on. So we said, no, it's only a shas drabbana, so the drabbana we're mekel to rely on an edechot. Frankly, Gemara, that's a kula, that's a chumra. You're going to rely on an edechot. What's going to happen? The Baal's going to come back, and it's going to be ma'ar, and he'll pass the edechot. He'll pass the leget, and it's no good. It's going to come out of churban. See in a second how does the Rabbah exactly work? My answers came in the Mamam, they come in nice love, Yechin, Rab Khanina Khanum of Nishtaim, Khadom of Nisholish, since he has to save in front of Nechta for a Nechtam in front of a specific audience, either two people, two Dayonim, three Dayonim. So he knows, so therefore the Shliach takes it very seriously. And therefore, therefore, the Shliach will be very careful when he takes the get and he sees the Bafana Nechta for a Nechtam, he'll make sure that everything is, we'll see, you know, exactly what is it he'll make sure about. But it'll make sure that there's not going to be any likelihood of error. But they also are nafshe, and therefore he's not going to be more nafshe, and therefore he has a stronger nemun. Let's see, Rashi. We should do nakilu bal hemni l'shteich haikulu b'tmiyot. The matzus has trail the meimer l'shma sulei motzi bala ara hashto. But now hashto osiu ma'ara b'uki chad b'hadichad. So Rashi says that the way the ear of the Baal works is that it becomes chad neged chad. You have an erechod who's made before an echta, before an echta. But against the erechod, you have the Baal comes in his ma'ar and says, it's not true. It wasn't written l'shma. So it's going to cancel out. The kiyum of the erechod, the before an echta, before an echta of the erechod will be canceled out by the ear of Baal. Chad neged chad. You know, come back to this Rashi. This Rashi needs explication. So my answers came in the Malik, come on. They have to give it in front of Shnayim, from the Shleish, the Kam, and Nosh, the Shtiach, Zeli, Yishtoi, Raim, Befanei, Befanei, Nechta, Befanei, Nechta, either two or three. So therefore, Mekorim, Medik Dai, Kashtiach, Shemekabli, Miyad, Baal, Rashi, what's the Medik Dai? When the Shtiach takes the Gerev from the Baal, V'yadei, Boi, Shevarotz, Tin, Megash, he'll satisfy himself that this Baal is Mimagash, B'leif, Sholem, he doesn't want to see his wife ever again, B'leidoboi, V'yar, like, so that, according to Rashi, the Medik Dai, it's the first plan of Rashi, the Medik Dai is that the Shtiach knows that this is not a Baal who wants to be married. Mashmoyz Rashi L'chara, that is ear of sheker. It's ear of emes. Well, what do I care if the Baal hates his wife, doesn't want to be ma'ar? But if the ear is emes, then it's emes. If the Baal will discover that it was written shel l'shma, it needs to be l'shma, so why won't he be ma'ar? L'chara, Mashmoyz Rashi is that it's a chashi ear of sheker. So the shliach satisfies himself that this is not a Baal. It's going to come and be ma'ar b'sheker. This is a Baal who really wants to be Megarish's wife. So he's not going to come later and make bubul. And even if he will be ma'ar, the shliach avada was dok b'mul s'shap. That's exactly what this last part of Rashi is. Even if he will be ma'ar, einu nemon davari dok b'mul s'shap. So what's this last thing in Rashi? Is this a bifim shap? Or it's a shlama to the first shap? Could be a different shot. The first shot in Rashi is he's not going to come in Ma'ara because he really wants to divorce his wife. And the second shot is that the shliach is so afraid of the dayanim that he's going to have to say before nechdiftu that he's going to make sure that it really and truly was written l'shma. And because the shliach has such a meira and he's going to really we make it so formidable for him. So we gave him an extra nemonis that now even the Baal is not nemon against him. It's no longer an echad. It's not a chad and a chad anymore. We're maim in the shliach more. That's if Rashi's saying a separate shot. If Rashi's saying it's a hemshich of the first shot, then I don't know what it means even. He satisfies himself that God, Baal really wants to be Megarish. He won't be Ma'ara. And even if he will be Ma'ara, what do you mean, even if he will be Ma'ara? So if he will be Ma'ara, so what's... It's possible, the Rashi learns, if again, the Rashi is ambivalent, the Rashi is saying two pshat number one. If he's saying one pshat, so maybe Rashi means like this, that first of all, Shliach satisfies himself that Baal really wants to be Ma'ara, really wants to be Ma'arish, so he won't be Ma'ara B'sheker. Maybe he'll be Ma'ar Bemis. B'sheker, he won't be Ma'ar, but maybe he'll be Ma'ar Bemis. And he'll come with the Emes of Eru that it really was written Shalei L'shma. So Rashi says, no, that's also not a problem. The body, Dr. Mil Sashapir. that this, the shliach will make the shliach will be so much medayik that it was really written in lishma because he's so afraid of the dayonim that the shliach therefore will be more nem in the baal if the baal comes with an ear of it and says that it was so lishma. Okay, but then it's not so clear to me. So why do I actually need the first part? If it's all one word, and the second half of the word is that the shliach will be nem and tfei, then you don't need the first half. The baal won't come even ma'ar. It's enough to say that even if he comes in his ma'ar, the shliach is nem and tfei. So I think the Ashis and Rashi is that it's two separate pshat. One pshat in Rashi is that the medik daik means he's satisfied. The baal won't come even ma'ar b'shek. And the second pshat in Rashi, inami. No, Losh Narashi doesn't sound like it's a second shot. The second shot in Rashi is that even if the Baal is Ma'ar, but we're Maim the Shliach more. The Shliach, since he's Dak bin Milsa Shapir, we're Maim the Shliach more. The Maim say Rashi should, the Losh Narashi should. Rashi should have said, not V'inami. Rashi said, Inami. Inami means another shot. Shot number one, the Shliach, the Baal won't come in Ma'ar. The inami, another pshat, that even if he comes in his ma'ar, the shliach is like Dak Musa Shapir and the shliach is Nevin Tfei. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi's mashbet is one pshat. First of all, I won't come in his ma'ar. And number two, even if he comes in his ma'ar, the shliach is more Neman. Well, once you say that even if the Baal comes in his ma'ar, the shliach is more Neman, then what did Rashi have to invent this other thing that the Baal won't come in? It's not necessarily pshat in the Gemara B'chal. Like, what kind of shot is that? The Baal won't come. And even if he comes, we won't believe him. Make a taste that shot in the Gemara. Once you say the second part, that even if he comes, we won't believe him, then that's the hope shot in the Gemara. What happens to the other thing? The Baal won't come. I know, the Rashi is Sarchim. What did Rashi say? So there's a lot of things here in this Rashi that need to be unraveled. Besides this issue, this Mekor Medik Dayan kind of read the Rashi. First of all, Dov Rishon, this Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says it's a Hay Kuluhu Chumruhu Dimatzich Netreile Osi Baal Ma'aru Pasul Chad Osi Baal Ma'aru Pasul. Gemara says there's a problem over here. You want to make a Tekanim Fon Anechta Fon Anechta, but maybe the Baal will come and be Ma'aru. And then it's going to matter. Then it'll come out of Churban. Then it'll come out of Churban. You made things worse. So first of all, there's a problem. Behektim. We know Rashi learns that the Rabbanu de Asherich is the Egen Echshash. It's not a Shash just of Ira Baal. It's a Shash that we ourselves are Cheshish. We are Cheshish that Dilma Asherich Kosev. As we saw before. So the emphasis is that Rashi Pshad is difficult because it's against the Gemara Dafei. Gemara Dafei says in Beferish that the Chshas to the Chshas of Yir HaBaal. Hayim Amai, the Mosi Baal Ma'ar Apostle, therefore if the Baal himself brings the get, so we're not afraid he's going to come in and be Ma'ar. Taisus was Mechir from that Gemara Dafei, that even according to Rabba, it's not an Egan Chshas, it's only Chshas of Yir HaBaal. Taisus learns it's only a Laz, the boot. But upon him, in the Gemara Dafei is Beferish, that it's only a Chshas of Yir HaBaal. So how can Rashi learn by us that the Rabbanu the Atzich means because we have an egg and a chash, we have a chash of our own, that maybe the get was really written Shalei Lishma. Number two, B'chla, what was Rashi's hechef that it's the egg and a chash? Rava, who says the chash is of Europe, that the chash is in Europe, Ziv. We have Machan's Rabban Rava. Rava says the chash is not Lishma. Not a chash of Lishma. The chash is a chash of Ziv. The Baal's going to come and he's going to be that the get is Mizuyev and the egg and the Lakaimah. According to Rava, is the chash that the get is mezuyah of an egg in the chash, or it's the chash of Yir HaBaal? Anybody? You have to unmute yourself. According to Rava.
Yir HaBaal.
How do you know?
All right, Yishal.
Very good. If we had an egg in the chash that the get is mezuyah, so how come in Eretz Yisrael you know you before anechta before anechta? Well, in Eretz Yisrael, just as you have as many zayfonim in Eretz Yisrael as you have in Chutz Lartz. Mainly according to Rabbi, it's not a problem. And Eretz Yisrael, they know about Lishma. Plus, they don't know about Lishma. But the Ziyuf is a Ziyuf you have everywhere. So from the fact that Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say v'anenechtem, it's mukhuch, that there's no egen achshash of the get is mezuyuf. That was Hezna Bezim and Aleph. Why don't we place it on our own? Tanino, and we should say Tanino, maybe the get is mezuyuf. Mishmikuna, kilibur abonim. But Kapanim, we're not placing it on our own that the get is mezuyuf. It's only a shash. Maybe the Baal will come even higher than the get is mezuyuf. So Tosfos learns that Rabbah is the same way. Rabbah is also not egin hashash. It's only a shash of ira about. What forced Rashi to learn that Rabbah is an egin hashash? And also it's against Gemara Dafei. So I told you before Sukkos, a word from the Chasam Sofer, from Shem Rav Nosson Adler. He said a beautiful word. He said, Rabbah was bali a posh.
Rebbe, you're muted. Rebbe, you're muted. Rebbe, I think your computer's muted.
Hello? Can you hear me?
We're back.
I don't know what happened. The Chasam Sofer brings from Rav Nosson Adler. Rav Nosson Adler explained that Rashi was driven by the problem. If we're going to learn in a rabble also that it's only a shash yir abal, that it's not an egg in a shash that the get was written in Shalal Lishma. It's a shash the baal is going to come with a lie that was written in Shalal Lishma. So why is Rabbah less laid the rabble? Why does Rabbah hold it that we're only worried about Lishma, not worried about Ziyuf? If you told him about a shash yir, then the baal could be married with any lie in the world. So Mechatesi is only going to come with a lie of Shalal Lishma. He's not going to come with a lie of Ziyuf. Doesn't make any sense. So therefore, I have to say, that Rabbah was not worried about Ira at all. Like the Lashon of Rashi, we saw before, based on the base, that Rabbah is not Chayshish for Ira. If Rabbah is Chayshish for Ira, you have to be Chayshish for Ira of Ziyuf too. I call it that Rabbah is, I don't know what this, but Rabbah is not Chayshish for Ira of Ziyuf at all. He's not Chayshish for Ira at all. He's not Chayshish the Baal's going to come with an Ira of Shem. So therefore, that's why Rabbah less say the Rabbah. You know, we're not worried about Ira. What are we worried about? Only Egan of Shoshis. What's the Egan of Shem? We're not Chayshish on our own. But Shalal Lishman Chutz starts with Chayshish on our own. So Samela says of Nosson Adler, that's what drove Rashi to learn that Rabbah is an egg in a shash. But that's only in the Gemara's having that Rabbah lets the Rabbah. That's the Gemara now, Rabbah lets the Rabbah. But later on, the Gemara's Mechiach, the Rabbah is the Rabbah, the shash of Ziyuf too. Once Rabbah is the Rabbah and we're Cheshish for Ira Baal, you can understand that the shash of Lishma is also shash of Ira Baal. If I can't, that's more the Ashras. Once you're learning that the rock of Shasha of Eval, you can learn that when Rabbah said that was for Shalal Lishma, he also only meant the Shasha of Ziyuf. I mean, the Shasha of Irabal. Maybe the Ma'ar that was written Shalal Lishma. And that's the more significant. The more the faith is going to Maskana, that Rabbah is laid derovah. Rabbah is laid derovah. So then we can learn that everything is a Shasha of Ziyuf. Atkan from Rav Nosson Adler. Very beautiful book. Akapanim, what emerges, maybe it emerges from Rashi anyway, but it's even more clear in Rav Nosson Adler, the way he explains Rashi. That Rashi learns Pshat in Gemara that at this stage in the Gemara, that's when Rabbah less laid the Rabbah, Rashi held that we're not Cheshish for Ir. That was the Lashon of Rashi Bethesh in the base. That Rabbah is not Cheshish for Ir. We're Cheshish only for Egan and Cheshish, the things that we ourselves are worried about. That maybe was a Dilma Ask across the Bible, maybe that goes with Mishalei Lishma, but for Ir Rabbah, we're not Cheshish. If that's the case, so what does the Gemara ask over here now? The Gemara says that Dilma Osi Baal Ma'aru Posle. What do you? Why are you worried about Ira Baal? Rabbah is not afraid of Ira Baal. That's the holy side of Rabbah. Rabbah is not chashish for Ira Baal. So what does the Gemara mean? Dilma Osi Baal Ma'aru Posle. Sorry, I'm shocked. So I'll tell you, Lechatchila, I wanted to say that Rashi means like this. Up till now, we thought, we didn't know this, before we knew this is an egg in a shash. Before Rabbi was mechadish to us that this is an egg in a shash, we're chayshish in the house of us. So then what would be the shash of your Baal? The shash of your Shep. If we have a shash, like we saw the round in the beginning of the parashah, if we don't have a shash of our own, then we're not going to be chayshish for your Baal, except that maybe we'll be married to Shep. Why would we be chayshu that it's going to be ma'ar be'emes? If we don't think that it's true, then why would we think the Baal will come in ma'ar and emes here? So therefore, Rashi learns in Rabba, we're not chayshu for ir of sheker. The aside of Rabba Shita, according to Rashi, at least right now that Rabba less than the Rabba, is that we're not chayshu for ir. But that means we're not chayshu for ir of sheker. So what are we chayshish for? That maybe the get is really written shalein l'shma. So I don't have to call it a chash of year. That's an egg and a chash. We're chayshish for that maybe the get was really written shalein l'shma. But once we're chayshish, the get was really written shalein l'shma. So then I do have to be chayshish that maybe the Baal will be ma'ar be'emes that it was written shalein l'shma. To be chayshish, the Baal is going to come with an year of sheker. Rabbi's not chayshish for an year of sheker. But once the Gemara, Rabbi tells me that there really is a real chash that maybe was not written shalein l'shma, so if the get was really written Shalei L'Shma, it's very possible the Baal might come in that either was written Shalei L'Shma. So the Shaka Tzai Gemara goes like this. Rabbi's Mechadish, Rabbi says, you know what the Shash is? The Shash is that the get was really, not that there's Baal be Ma'ar B'Sheker, Rabbi doesn't have it. The Shash is that maybe the get was really written Shalei L'Shma. And therefore, but it's only a Shash Drabbanan because it's only Muta Demuta and Stam Safed Danimik Mekmiri. But we have a Drabbanan Dik Shash, but it's an Emes Shash. It's a Muta Demuta. But we have an Emes Shash that maybe the Maskar Kosovo, maybe the get was written Shalash. Says the Gemara, since it's only Muta Demuta, so we can be Maimon and Erechot. Ask the Gemara, but if you Chayish that there's a Muta Demuta, the get was written Shalash. So fine. So you want to say since it's only Muta Demuta will be Ma'amin and Erechot. But if this Muta Demuta really happened and it really was written Shalei L'Shma, which you're worried about, Mita Rabbanu, then you have to be worried that the Baal's going to come and point it out. The Baal's going to come and be Ma'arad that this Emes that was written Shalei L'Shma. And at a Rabbanu level, you are afraid that might happen, that might be true. Maybe the get was written Shalei L'Shma. If the get was written Shalei L'Shma, the Baal might come and point it out to us. And if the Baal comes and points it out to us, then what's going to help that we were Maimon the Shliach? What is it going to help that we were Maimon the Shliach? But the Baal is going to come and point out that it was written Shalei L'Shma, and it's going to be Chad Keneged Chad. So if anyone has to answer that we made a dike, that we're Maimon the Shliach so much that the Baal won't be able to be Ma'ar. The Kitzur, to say it in one sentence, that Rashi Shita that we have here in Egan Ashash, we're not worried about Ira Baal, that means we're not worried about Ira of Sheker. But once there's an egg in the chash, we were certainly worried that the Baal will come be ma'ar be'emes, that chash that we're chashish for NRL. That's the worst kasha. You're telling me there's an egg in the chash, but you're going to believe the erechod, you're going to believe the shliach. Very nice, you want to believe the shliach. Maybe it's only chash derabonah, you could believe the shliach. But on this derabonah level that you want to, that you're chashish for, that maybe muta the muta, maybe it was written shalei l'shma, and that side of the muta muta, the Baal might come also and say it was written shalei l'shma. That you do have to be chayshish for. And now the Erech is not going to help you because it's going to be chad k'neged chad. Gemara has the answer made again. Yeah, Yonatan.
If that's the case, then what would be one of the words mean when it says...
Yonatan, you want to answer?
What?
See your hands up.
Oh, yeah. What was the Gemara mean when it says the Leroy okay. Nafshe then?
This would be a nice shot. Ha'omer Kenegdi, though, is the dik that we had before in Rashi. In Rashi, by the Rashi, made a dik, it's beduyak, that the chash of Yerah Baal is the chash of Yerah Sheker. We were medayak in the Rashi. Me'ikon made a dik, ha'shliach, that it was mekam Yerah Baal, v'yodei shav shosim v'goshim v'yobi l'arayid. It's weird in that Rashi that the chash of Yerah is not a chash of Yerah, emes is the chash of Yerah Sheker. So then it's back to square one. It's not full of beer. This practice doesn't work. It's Mavur and Rashi that the Gemara's kasha that Osi Baal Ma'ar Postulei is with the near of Sheker. So what's going on? Rav is not chayshish for your Rabbah. So Mr. Tom, what you have to say, maybe it's a little bit of a doichet. I don't see a way out. Is that Pshat is like this. Rashi learns in Rabbah, at least Rabbah and Havim, like the Chasam Sefer said, Rashi learns in Rabbah that we're not Chayshish for Ira Baal. That means we wouldn't make a Takana because of Ira Baal. Maybe the Baal coming to Arab Sheker, that's a reason to make a Takana. We're not going to be Chayshish for that. And Baharaya, if we wanted to be Chayshish for that, for Ira of Sheker, then we would have to be Chayshish for Ira of Ziv too, because if the Baal wants to be Sheker, he can say whatever Sheker he wants. And if you're, and, 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 uh, and Rabbi's less than a role. So we're not going to make takanas for the chav shiur of chav. So why do we make a takana before the nechta? We make a takana because we have an egg in the chav. Maybe it was really written in shalom lishma. But so we would not have made the takana before the nechta just because of Yerubba. To make the takana before the nechta we needed a stronger reason that we have an egg in the chav. Do ask because of it. But the first rule in the takana is first do no harm. Like a doctor. First, do no harm. You want to make a takana, you have to make sure the takana is not going to do any harm. In a case of Yira Baal, the takana is going to do harm. Because you're making takana that a shliach comes, one shliach, you might make a shliach within a rechot. And that's going to make a takana. It's going to make a kilkul. Because you're going to have the shliach, you might a shliach within a rechot, the baal's going to come from Aaron, and it's not going to be any good. If you wouldn't have made the takana, so people who were worried, so then maybe they would send a get with two Aiden. I mean, maybe they send a get with no Aiden. But at the point, you're making a takana to rely on an Aiden, the takana has to, maybe first do no harm is the wrong way to state. The takana is not really doing any harm. It's not any worse than before the takana. But once you, maybe say it better to say, once you're making a takana, the takana has to be a takana shlem. So once you're making a takana because of an egg in the shash, you have to make the takana in a way that it's not going to lead to any chum. And if after the takana there's still going to be a possibility of ira baal, then that's not a good takana. The takana should be made in a way that it takes care of all of the shoshes. Yeah, my summary it's just a good day. I know, needs as in a way, it's Sofian, Sofian Tassilis. Well, what are we worried about Yerubbaal? The Holy Side of Rabbah is that we're not worried about Yerubbaal, we're only worried about our own Shash. So our own Shash, we were Maimon the Bech, we were Maimon the Shtich. So what are you afraid the Baal's going to come in Mar? Yeah, Sofian. That's number one. Now, how does Rashi learn? If the Baal comes and he is Ma'ar, so how does that ruin the Ne'amonis of the Shtiach in the Gemara's Kasha? Osi Baal Ma'aru Posle. So Rashi, what's the mechanism of Yira Baal? So Rashi says, Uki Chad L'Bahadecha. It'll cancel out. That's it. The Yira Baal over here is the power of the Yira Baal is that it's a chad the gabe chad it knocks off the pun and nechta pun and nechta. Yeah, Hashkof Rishayna. Rashi is l'shitose. What we're worried about over here is the egin hashash. We have a shash to get with the shalei lishma. So the Gemara is asking, what's going to help to bring the shliach to say before the nechta, before the nechtam? But the Baal is going to come and be mar, and it'll be chad keneged chad, and it'll cancel out, and the before the nechta of the shliach will be canceled out, and therefore, what are we going to be left with? The egg and the shasha that maybe the get was written shalei lishma. But according to Taisvis, that the shash in the first place was not an egg and a shash. We're not really afraid to get was written shalei lishma. We're only afraid of Yira Baal. So then what would be the kashin? Baal's going to come. We're only afraid of Yira Baal. So that's why we set up a shliach to say. That's why we set up a shliach to say. So what's so terrible if the Baal comes in his ma'ar? So it'll be chad keneged chad. So it'll cancel out. We'll cancel out the shliach. We'll cancel out the Baal. So everybody canceled out. We'll be left with nothing. There's no way. We don't have a shash of our own. We were only worried about Yira Baal. Yira Baal is canceled out by the shliach. The shliach and the Baal cancel each other out. Chad keneged chad. It's nothing. So if they cancel each other out, so what are you left with? You're left with them. It's someone to get his plush. So Tosh is going to have to learn a different shot in the Yira Baal. That it's not chad keneged chad. It's more than chad keneged chad. Where it makes a lot, it's a different shot. But according to Rashi, l'chor, it's very gishma. Rashi, it works very gishma. Rashi, l'shitosoi, that it's chad keneged, that the whole thing, that we're not worried per se about Yira Baal. We're worried about our own shoshas. Maybe it gets really written shalei l'shma. So the Gemara is very good. So what do you want to do? You want to be maimon and erechod, but the Baal will come, chad keneged chad, the Baal and the erechod will cancel out, and we're going to be left with an egg and a shash. That's the Gemara's kash. The Gemara answers, no, the shlich is stronger than the Baal. It's made it die. That would be very geshmak, as good as far as it goes. Problem is that the same shakla v'tayah in the Gemara, Dovash Erbo and Eschazik, and the whole shakla v'tayah that we're going through in the Gemara now, it repeats itself on Dav Gimel in the Omud now that we're about to start. That it repeats itself again in Rava. The Gemara is the same shakla v'tayah in Rava. The Rava we're afraid to get is any Muslim Kaimi, we're afraid of any Rav Ziyuf. And the Gemara asks, so how does help in Echad? It's Dovash Erbo and it's Chazik. And the Gemara answers, it's really Minatara, it's only Shash Drabonon, because really Eitnim, really the Shad Shar is Nechkara. And the Gemara asks, but I kuluhu chumru, because may Osibal Nahar Posile. And the Gemara answers, no make chromatic diet. The whole Gemara you have again in Rava. Rava, said before, Rava is not an Egan of Shash. The Shash is Ziyuf. That maybe the Baal coming the either to get his mazuyah, that's not Egan of Shash. We're not worried on our own to get his mazuyah. As we said before, Araya, Neretzol, we're not worried to get his mazuyah. If we were to get his really mazuyah, we have to worry Neretzol too. It's like fun we have in Neretzol also. So I'll call Rav is not our own Shash. Rav is only a Shash of Yerabah. That was in that base. Why wouldn't say Tanino? But Rav is only a Shash of Yerabah. And yet we have the same Gemara over again. The Gemara says, so what we're afraid of your about. So what's the answer? We have a fun and nechta. 1 second. So the chum of the Baal's going to come and it's going to be Mara. So what if the Baal is Mara? So we'll cancel that. You have the Baal is Mara. The Erechot says differently. They'll cancel that. If they'll cancel that, so what do you have? You have a good shtah. Shtah is not Mizuyev. We're not Chashish on our own, it's Mizuyev. We're only Chashish that is Mizuyev because of the Erebal. Against the Erebal, you have an Erechot. Who cares? It's Chak Negachat. So Chak Negachat. Good. They'll self-destruct. The Baal with the Erechot, they'll self-destruct in a giant fireball. And what are we left? We're left with a good get. So this kasha is asked by the Bistrov. In the Chiddush Agris al-Aram. The Biskov says a Mahalach. I don't want to spend time in the Biskov's Mahalach. The kids in Nimitz, Biskov learns that the Ir HaBal later on in Rabbah is different than Ir HaBal now in Rabbah. The Ir HaBal in Rabbah is only Chad Keneged Chad. But the Ir HaBal later in Rabbah is a different Ir. It's the Ir HaBal HaShtar. We talked about it in the beginning of the Masechta that this Biskov asked, according to those who shine him that ain't Isha Mamanish Labal and Baal's not a Baal Din Bachal. So, what kayach does the Baal have to be Ma'ar at all? Where it says in the test that the Baal has kayach to be Ma'ar in the get? It's not a person can be Ma'ar in the get, but a Baal could be Ma'ar in the get. Yes, the Biskov, Melech, the Baal's a Baal Din. Baal Din could be Ma'ar. It could be Ma'ar Sekis. But the Ramban, they say ain't Isha Mamanish Labal. Baal's not a Baal Din. So, if the Baal's not a Baal Din, what kayach does he have to be Ma'ar in the get? The Biskov is Macharish, he has a Din of Baal Ashtar. The time we explained it. Since he's the one who makes the star, so he can make a race in the star. That's how we translated the Biskov. So the Biskov says that this koyach that the Baal has is Baal Ashtar. That's only if he's Ma'ar that it's Mizuyah. Because he's Ma'ar in the Eidus of the star. It's not an Eidus, it's Mizuyah. That is a Baal Ashtar to be Ma'ar to make a race. But if he didn't Eidus, it's a good star. It's not Mizuyah. It's a good star. It has a good Eidus in it. He's just being Ma'ar that Hilchas Gerishin. It's not Lishma. So that the Baal doesn't have any special standing as a Baal Ashtar to be Ma'ara. Then he's a regular Echad Chad Keneged. So Melech Biskov learns in Echad Ami, it's two different Gemaras. The Gemara by Yassin Rabba, over here the Baal doesn't have any special Kayach to be Ma'ara as Baal Ashtar. So what's Kayach to be Ma'ara? Chad Keneged Chad. But that's fine, Chad Keneged Chad. The Baal and the Echad itself, they destroy each other. And what are you left with? You left with Egan Echshosh. That's the Gemara's Kashi. You're going to be left with Egan Echshosh. We're afraid to get us through Shalom Lishma. That's the Gemara's Kashi. But later on in Rava, if the Baal and the Shliach would just destroy each other, we would be happy because then we'd be left with the get, and then our own would not touch this Mizuyah. But there, the Gemara's question is in a different way. There, the Gemara's question is of a different order. The Baal will come in Ma'ar as Baal Ashtar. He has a special Kayach as Baal Ashtar to Ma'ar in the get. So if he has a special Kayach to Ma'ar as Baal Ashtar, so then that's not Chad Keneged Chad. Then the Baal would have to be Ma'ar in the Shtar. Then you need to be Mekayim Shtar. Kim Shtar needs to. I've come from the Biskrov. It's a good idea to see inside. I don't know if the has access to the Biskrov or not. Otherwise, I'll send a picture. The problem with the Biskrov's Mahalach and Rashi, it's very nice. The problem with the Biskrov's Mahalach and Rashi is that the Maisa Rashi later on in Rava, when the Gemara goes through the whole Shakla V'Taya, Rashi doesn't say anything. It doesn't explain what's the Irabal and what's the Meida Gaik. The whole thing, Rashi does not say anything. When the Gemara repeats itself in Rava, there's no Rashi. Why is there no Rashi? Rashi and Rava did a lot of explaining. How come when it comes to Rava, Rashi doesn't say anything? Same Gemara. How come Rashi doesn't say anything? What should the answer? Why should Rashi say anything? You already explained it in Rava. He doesn't have to explain it again. Rashi's Saimach. Yeah, many times. Rashi's Saimach. I would explain it in Rava. The exact same Gemara repeats itself in Rava. Rashi doesn't have to repeat it. But according to the Biskri Rav, it's a whole different Gemara later on in Rava. Rashi should explain it. Rashi should explain what's going on in Rava. A lot of stomach in Perushay that Rashi learning the Gemara in Rava the same as the Gemara in Rava. And if the Gemara says, Osi ba ma'ar pasle, and Rashi means, Chayuki chad keneged chad, uki chad le bahad echad in Rava, then that's Pshat the Gemara later on in Rava. But if that's the case, then Adra Kushilu Dukta. So what's the kasha? The Baal will come Arab apostle. So that's good. In Rava, it's very good. If they'll destroy each other, so that's very good. They'll destroy each other. The Ira Baal will be canceled out by the Shliach. Erechot against Erechot. And you'll be left with a get that may have tasted this mezuzah. Yaakov.
Does the question also still apply to Tosfos, even within Shitas Rava?
Like, have you end up?
Can you hear me? Hello? Hello?
No. The emesis is another kash. The Pteishu is a kash. Pteishu is a different kash. Rashi says, what's the koyach of Yira Baal? Chad k'neged chad. Sounds like the Baal over here is just a regular. Oh, I can't hear people talking. Why can't I hear people talking? I'm not muted. You have to unmute yourself. People talk, do they unmute themselves? Are they able to unmute themselves? Are you guys able to unmute yourself?
Yeah.
How come I can't hear anybody? What's going on with my volume's on. Well, my volume is on. Not muted. I wonder if it's so quiet. Media volume is on. Somebody try unmuting themselves. Adam, click to click the sound icon. What sound icon?
Could you ever hear me?
Do my volume. Know what's going on? Well, my son's not here. Ask him. Yeah, you could type questions. Well, that works. You could type questions. I don't know why this is happening. Settings. With the question on Rashi within the Sheet of Rava, It disappeared, the question. Where'd the question go? It came on, then it left. Would it be the same as the sheet of Rabbah? Yeah, Nechaim, we can ask this on Tosfos too, but Tosfos has a different shot in the Gemara that the problem is the Baal is going to create Laz. So the Baal creates the Laz, and Chad Kenegat Chad is not going to help us. Laz is going to be anyway. Again, according to Gemara, the Baal is going to come and he's going to be Ma'ara. So Rashi learns that he's going to come in Ma'ara, he's going to make it a Chad Kenegat Chad. According to Tyson, he's going to make Laz. Tyson says, neither is the Laz, is the Laz possible, or the Laz is just uncomfortable, but he's going to make Laz. So that's a different question. You can, both in Rabbi Rav, it's good that the Baal will come, he'll make Laz. That's the most problem. You can make a Shtiach, but the Baal's going to come and he's going to make Laz. We don't want Laz. But according to Rashi, nothing to do with Laz. The Baal's going to come and he's going to undo the Bufani Nechna, Bufani Nechna. Chad can I get Chad? So that's the problem. Chad can I get Chad? And Rab is good. Chad can I get chad? We'll left with the wrong shash. But in Rav, what's wrong with chad can I get chad? What's wrong with chad can I get chad? See, he's a kamikaze. The Baal will come. The shliach comes. He knocks off the Baal. The Baal and the shliach knock off each other. So it's very good. So that's great. That's great. So why doesn't why is the Rav? Yeah. So let's be mad. So we mimak them with Peshuas Kasha. Peshuas Kasha. Rashi makes it sound like what's the Baal over here? He's just a regular Erech. But he's a chad. Can I get chad? He's an erech. He cancels out. He cancels out the edus of the shliach. Fred the Peshua. The Baal's not just a regular chad. He's a Gemara in Daf Tes. The Gemara says in Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah says in Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah is high in the chayisma. So the Gemara says in Daf Tes. Irakam. Who's coming to Mu'ar? Where'd it go? So I said, who's Ma'ar over here? If it's two, so it's trade connected. It's trade to trade. The Shtar is also two. Elamai said it's an erechod. An erechod is nothing. An erechod doesn't have an Eretz Yisrael where there's no tefanim for an erechod. For an erechod, an erechod can't be mevatel the Shtar. So the answer is no. Elo ira the Baal. It's the last words before the Mishnah. Elo ira the Baal. So it's moving fashion the Gemara that a Baal is much more than a regular erechod. And Eretz Yisrael, where there's no dinner before an echt or before an echtam, and we believe the star at face value. And an echad comes and says the star is no good, so we dismiss him. An echad can't be mivatel star. But a baal has a koyach to be ma'ar and a star. Yeah, we already marich. What's exactly the koyach of the baal to ma'ar and the star? Is it koyach because he's a baal din, so we can be ma'ar seikus? He can demand kiyum shtoris. There's a takon of kiyum shtoris that baal din can demand kiyum shtoris. That's if you learn the baal is a baal din like Tosfos. If you learn the Baal not a Baal din, any Shemimim is a Baal, so you have to say, because he's the Baal Ashtar, the Bishrov explained he's the Baal Ashtar, a Baal Ashtar can make a race in the get. But kach, it's beferish in the Gemara that the Baal over here has a special koyach in Mara in the get. He's not like a regular Reda. So ask the Peshua, so what's the problem with Rashi? Rashi says, we're afraid the Baal's going to come into Mara, and the problem is that it's going to be Chad Kenegat Chad. It's not Chad Kenegat Chad. The Baal is a special thing. It's the Ira Baal. Ira Baal is not a Chad. It's a special din that the Baal can be Mara. So, some of Shas, I guess. That the Baal is a special koyach to the Aaron Ashtar, the Aaron Daftes. It's double poshut. that that's not because the Baal has more ne'emonus than anybody else. On the contrary, to the extent that the Baal is a Baal Din, he has less ne'emonus than anybody else. So they gave another, a Baal Din doesn't have more ne'emonus than an Erechot. A Baal Din has less ne'emonus than an Erechot. Erechot can mechayev shvur, and Erechot has a certain amount of ne'emonus, a Baal Din has no ne'emonus. Rather, what the Baal Din has is he has let's say your Baal is midin Baal Din. If according to the Ramban and according to Biskrov, it's midin Baal Ashtar, it's a Reis. Linyaneinu doesn't make a difference. It's just simpler to talk about Baal Din. The koyach of the Baal Tirayim, more than anybody else, is because since he's a Baal Din, he can be more things. Like this way of Ashtar, as far as we know, it's not Mizuyah. We're not choshen around that it's Mizuyah. Nechru, we're not choshen around that it's Mizuyah. The Baal can come and say, maybe it's Mizuyah. Maybe it's Mizuyah. I want you to be mevar that it's not Mizuyah. So he's not coming with an Eremonis. He's coming with a koyach of the Sfeikas. And you have to satisfy the Sfeikas by being the Kayim Ashtar. But Nemonis, the Baal doesn't have. So they like this. In Eretz Yisrael, where there's nobody came and said in front of Nechtav, and there's no Takhon in front of Nechtav. So the Gemara says, the Baal can come, they have a get. It's not Mekuyim. There's nobody ever said in front of Nechtav. So in Erechot, who comes and says, maybe it's Mezuyev. We say to him, who are you? Goodbye. Maybe it's Mezuyev. We have a get. We don't think it's Mezuyev. But if the Baal comes and says that it's maybe it's Mezuyev, so now we need to have a kiyum. But in Chutz Laaretz, where the shliach said b'fanenechtam, and where Maimon the shliach said b'fanen, we gave him an emunah to say b'fanenechtam, even before we know about Medik Dai. But where Maimon the shliach to say b'fanenechtam, takon drabon, it's only shas drabon, where Maimon the shliach said b'fanenechtam. So what are you going to ask? Maybe the Baal's going to come and give the iron, he's going to demand kiyum. So we'll say to the Baal, we have a kiyum. The erechot was mekayim the star. The whole koyach of the Baal, the special koyach of the Baal, is to demand kiyum. But in Chutz Laaretz already is a kiyum. The shliach came and he said, "B'fanenechtam." I is only an erechot. So what? But Rabbanon said an erechot is enough. Rabbanon reminded an erechot to be mekayim the shtar, to say that it's the shmot, to say that it's not mezuyah. So the koyach of the Baal to be ma'aris fakus and the man kiyum is the ma'aris of the ma'aris. That's the end. So Elamai, so what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is that besides being a Baal Din having koyach ma'aris fakus and demanding a kiyum, the Baal is also not worse than the person off the street. He's also an Erechot. The Psul comes only by Shnei, but in a regular Din Erechot, a Baal Din is also can also be an Erechot. There's no Psul curve or by Erechot. Erechot Nem Visurim is even a curve, and maybe even more. Like a Baalim is even has more in it, but a Kapanim not less. So that's the Zayin Rashi. Rashi says that we're worried about when the Baal comes and he's, we have a shliach said b'fanenechtam, comes along, the Baal is ma'ar. So Rashi says, we're not worried about the special koyach of the Baal and daftes. Because the koyach of the Baal is to demand kiyum. So that's not a problem. The Baal wants to demand kiyum, he can demand. The Baal didn't want to demand kiyum. He did. Very nice. We gave him the kiyum. B'fanenechtam, that's the kiyum. The first question is, yeah, but he's also an erechot. The Baal's not only a Baal Din, he's also an erechot. And as the erechot, it's chad k'neged chad. Where's your kiyum? That's why Rashi says it's chayk and echad, not that he's about, not that that test is not relevant. That's the answer to the issue is chash. That's why Rashi didn't say the Baal coming to Mimar, we didn't have test. That Rashi couldn't ask because that's not Shevachal. He'll want to have a key and we have a key. Rather, Rashi's chash is, but it's uki chad b'chad echad. That's top of the potential is chash. So now, what about the Biskrov's chash? Biskrov asked later on in Rova, who cares if it's chayk and echad? Chayk and echad is good for the Jews. The Erechot and the Baal will cancel out. If they'll cancel out, so we'll have a star that doesn't need a kiyum. If there's no Yira Baal, you don't need a kiyum. The answer is, the Chad K'neged Chad that they cancel out is Medin Erechot. The Din Erechot of the Baal cancels out with the Din Erechot of the Shtir. But the Din that the Baal has to be as a Baal Din that he can be, or his fakers and demand the kiyum, that's not canceled out. That remains. Because that's not an Emonis that cancels out. That's the Baal Din's Chos to demand kiyum. So the Baal outside Erechot, the two will cancel out. The Erechot of the Shliach and the Erechot of the Baal will cancel each other out. But what will remain standing is that I have a Baal Din demanding Kiyum Stars. And if the Baal Din demands Kiyum Stars, then you have to give him a Kiyum Stars, and Kiyum Stars we don't have because it's Erechot against Erechot. That's the Mitzvah. Therefore, the question is just as cogent in Rabbah as it is in Rabbah. The Nakuda here is the Baal wears two hats. He's about Din, and that gives him a right to be very sfeikus into the man Kiyam Shtaros. He's also an Erechot. He's not worse than a man off the street. He's an Erechot. So Yesh B'zeh Masha'im B'zeh. The Baal has a right as a Baal Din to be very sfeikus to the man Kiyam. That's the word of test. That's why a get comes in Eretz Yisrael, a man off the street. We don't need Bavan Nechta, Bavan Nechta. Stam, a get comes in Eretz Yisrael. We're not Chesh that it's Mizuyah. Certainly not Chesh that it's written Shalad Shmuel. It's an Eretz Yisrael that we get. If a man walks in off the street and says, Vima Kaim, it's Mizuyah. So we say, who are you? We don't need Kim. A get doesn't need Kim. A Baldin comes. The Baal comes. He's a Baldin. He can say, I want to have Kim in this get. I'm demanding Kim stars. Is it the kind of Kim stars? I'm demanding Kim stars. It's a Baldin. So that's a mile that a Baldin has over a man in the street. But on the other hand, the fact that the Baal is a Baldin, it gives him a schus to Ma'ir Sveikas and to require a Kiyum. But once we give him a Kiyum, so that's finished. So we can give him a Kiyum if Rabban wanted to have Kiyum stories by Rechot, so that's a Kiyum. Or if the Baal comes in his Ma'ir, that it's House Baldin, his Ma'ir, maybe it's the Shalad Shema. I don't guess. If the Baal comes in the man's kiyum, we'll give him a kiyum. Erechot, that's a kiyum. If we're ma'amid erechot, Chazal said erechot is neman. They were ma'amid l'shtiach. They were ma'amid l'shtiach. So that satisfies the. That has to satisfy the. That has to satisfy him. But now the Baal has a different hat. He's also a man off the street. He's not worse than a man off the street. So a man off the street can't demand kiyum. But in a case where you need to have kiyum because the Baal Din demanded kiyum, then a man off the street can come and knock off the kiyum because it's chad k'neged chad. You can see it clearly. Let's say in a case, we'll separate the two hats. We'll make them two different people. We'll have the Baal came and demanded kiyum stars. So we'll have the shliach will come and say the shliach will be mekayim the get. A man off the street will walk in and say he's lying. It's not true. The get is mizuyah. So that the get will be no good. Because the Baal Din demanded Kiyum Shtaros. And even though we had an Erechot, but it's Chal Keneged Chal, it's Erechot Bachosh, Erechot Bachosh, Lav Kumu. So here it happens to be the man off the street and the Baal, they went on the same. But the Chesmah is the same Chesmah. So the Baal comes in and he demands Kiyum Shtaros. So we have to have Kiyum Shtaros. What kind of Kiyum Shtaros do we have in Erechot? Frech to Gemara. But it's an Erechot Bachosh, it's not a good Kiyum Shtaros, because the Erechot is a Chajal Yidei Baal. Another issue that Peshu raises, which is, why is this called an Erechot Bachosh B'chal? We have a rule in several places in Shas, Kol Mokem Shemina Torah Erechot Erechon Shnayim. Wherever the Torah gave an emonis to an Erechot, the Erechot has a din of Shnayim. And once he has a din of Shnayim, another eight can be Machash. So, for example, by Saita Shanistero, husband was Makana's wife, and the Erechot came and said, Nitmos, the Torah gave a special emonis. By a Saita Shinistra, and Erechot is named to say Nitma. So let's say Erechot comes and says Nitma. And then afterwards, another Eid comes and says Lainitma. So it's nothing. Because the Eidus said Nitma is Kishnayim. Torah gave him an Emonus. The Eidus is Lainitma. Torah didn't give him any special Emonus. It's just a regular Erechot. So in effect, it's two against one. And it's not limited to Dinim Deraisa. It works even by the Rabbanans. And Erechot comes and says Meis Bailach. So he's Nema, Midrabban. They gave an Emonus. Erechot is Nema to say Meis Bailach. So an Echad came and said, Meis Bailach. Afterwards comes another Eid, and he said, Loi Meis. So we don't say it's an Echad Bachosh. We say, Kol Mokem Shemina Torah Echad Erechon Shnayim. Ask the Tnei Shua, so what does Rashi say? It's Chad Keneged Chad. If Chazal gave an Emonis to the Shliach, Chazal gave an Emonis to the Shliach, so he's Kishnayim. So Ein Dugam Shel Echad, welcome Shnei. So this is a whole discussion. Part of the point of departure has to be, this is Shaila in Paiskim, Shach raises the question. What about an Echad B'Surim? An Echad Neman B'Surim? Does that also have this rule that Kol Mokam Shemina Torah Et Echad Arekan Shnayim? The Moshel, it'll be again to the following case. Let's say you hold, it's not negate, if you have to say an Echad against an Echad, so they're both Kishnayim. An Echad says Mutter, an Echad says also, so they're both Kishnayim. But let's say the following case. Let's say you hold, like Moshe Shainim, but an Echad is only Neman when it's not as Chazik Yisur, when it's as Chazik Yisur and an Echad's not Neman. And let's say like the Rosh, both ways, it's Chazik Yisur, it's Chazik Atera. So what will be the following case? You have a Chaticha Sofak Chelik Sofak Shuman. It's not as Chazik either way. Comes along in an Echad and it says it's Shuman, it's Mutter. So he's Neman, an Echad, Neman, Bisur, if not as Chazik, an Echad, Neman, Bisur. Comes along another aid. And he says, no, it's chaylev. The second aid doesn't have the special nemonus of Erechot because now it's chazik yisur. Now it's chazik eter. So chayl is not nemon. But chayl, even though he doesn't have a nemonus, even though he's not nemon against his chazik, but chayl is still an aid echot behakosh. He still have a chayl to be makish the first aid. Even if the aid wants to come and say that it's also, he's not neman to be makes him in his chazik, but he can still be makish to the first aid. It's still an aid echad b'chosh, it should cancel out. But that'll depend. That's the shachs. That'll depend if the aid echad, the first aid echad, who did have an emunus of aid echad, because he was not being made against his chazik, so he had an emunus of aid echad. He's kishnayim. So the second one can't be makish him because ain't dvarim shel echad b'makom shnayim. Echad can't be makish shnayim. But if by Erechad Yisurim, there's no special din of Kol Mokam Shemina Torah Rehu Kishnayim, then it's just an Eid Echad. So an Eid Echad was made that his mutter, another Eid Echad said that he's lying. You know, another Eid Echad came and says it's Chayot. So it's Chad Keneged Chad. And it's Erechad Bachosh, and it's nothing, and it reverts to being a Sofer. This is a Nidin Shach. L'chayot Zmachlek Yisushayim. The Rosh, later on in Perek and Ezokin, where the Rosh wrote the column of Eid Echad, before that Rosh got. The Rosh says, well, he says at least this much. He says that in an Echad, where it's B'yodoy, has a dinner of Kishnai. An Echad is meant is Nemon with an Nemon, it's a B'yodoy, then he's Kishnai. But B'yodoy might be different, so it's hard to know for sure. On the other hand, there's a Ritva in Yevamos, in the beginning of Yisha Rabba, but the Ritva says, by an Echad B'Surim, there's no dinner of Kamakam Shemina Tarei Kishnai. Okay, Echad Areo Kishnai. And he says, the Hasbara. He says, the dinner of Areo Kishnai is only where, by rights, you should have to have two Eden. It should have to, you shouldn't need two eggs. But the Torah said, we're going to be minded an echod as if it's two. So then we have this rule that is kishtayim. Or meis bailach. Meis bailach is dovish ver, we should have to have two eggs. Chazal minded an echod. So then he becomes kishtayim. But he said, echod emma bisurim, says the Ritva. That's not that the Torah made an echod like two eggs. You're not like two eggs. The Torah said, an echod is enough. So then you have this magic of Kamokam Shemini Torah Kishnayim. He's not Kishnayim. He's an Erechot. Erechot is good enough, but he's only an Erechot. So if another Erechot comes and says the opposite, then it's an Erechot Bakal Shalat Bumu. Torah's Gittin wants to say that it's totally a Machlekes Rashi and Tosis, but based by us, we already have this Machlekes. If Erechot Bisurim is a Svar or Exerzakos, Rashi says Erechot Bisurim is a Svar. Otherwise, Enoch Kalecha Bechot Misur, Erechot Isil Chaber. Tosis is Exerzakos from a Sofala. Skitin wants to say it's about Tamuchuch. She wants to say if it's a svara that the Enoch Chalitz Chaveri, that means it's a svara that Erechah is good enough. But if it's there's a cost, it means the Torah gave him the full nemanus, then it's Kishnayim. It's not Muchuch, and with Ritva's Hasbara b'Frat is not Muchuch. But upon it's a Nidan. If is there Harei Kishnayim by Erechah and Bisu, and in the Ritva says the parish said there's no Kishnayim by Erechah and Bisu. Now, Shaila is this nemonis of Bafan Nechta Bafan Nechta? Is it a nemonis of an Erechad Bisurim, or is it like a nemonis of Meis Bailech that they made in Kishnayim? So, Bashkofer Shaila, it has to be It's a double shebeva. Remember I said before, it's a double shebeva, so she needs to have a shtai. So even though it couldn't be, it's really stams after Danny McMeary, it's a little shashtar abonon, but it's a shashtar abonon in a double shebeva, the chayish daft daft duhaydim. If they're maimon and echad, it must be with that they made him with shtai. But it's not muchach. There's the rit for taka later in the fehim base. Remember it says in the fehim base that according to Rabbah, it's alluded to an agamar, that according to Rabbah, you only have to be meisah to get. You only have to say in front of two eidim. You don't have to say it in front of the base. According to Rabbah, you have to say it in front of the base. But according to Rabbah, it's enough to say it in front of two eidim. What's the difference? So Ritva learns because according to Rabbah, it's kim shtaras is an eidus kumur. It has to be in front of the base. But according to Rabbah, it's an eidus that they get was written lishma. That's like an echanem bisurim. An echanem bisurim doesn't need base. So it's a b'feirush Ritva that the nemanis of fanenechtam, they gave it the din of echanem bisurim. I to dovish there. Yeah, but the minabonim minatari don't need the minatari. It's stam safa dani mikmigmiri. It's only a din der abonim, and the din der abonim was that it's enough to have a. It's enough to get. It's enough to get the nemanis of echanem. Well, if that's the case, see chalano lemar. That'll be a teretz for Rashi. Why it's chad kineged chad? What happened? What about from shius kasha? Kolmokim shinatari echar ekan shnayim. The answer is no, but it's echanem bisurim. Maybe Rashi holds like those who shtoin him. If the Torah is getting Rashi the Shitosa, maybe Rashi holds that by Erechanem Misurim, there's no din of Kamokam Shimon Tarech and Erechanem Shnei. The problem is, it's good in Rabbah, but you have the same Gemara again by Rabbah. And Rashi silences the Mashmah by Rabbah, as we said before, that Rabbah is also Chad Kenegat Chad. And Rabbah already is Kim Shtaras. The Baal's Ma'ar that it's Mezuyev. We're afraid that the chash Hashem yovei abal ve'ayir that is mezuyif. So the chayish kim stars. Gemara says you have to have from shleisha. That's hard to believe. That's erechan and misurim kim stars. The chayish has to be shnayim. So where's the chad k'neged chad? There for sure you say kolmokim shmini terechad erechan shnayim. So that's the sarchim. Also mentioned, if we're on the topic, well, this will end, that there's a steer in Ritva. Three Ritvas, they don't jive. We have the Ritva in Yivam, the beginning of Isha Rab, who says that by Rechadem, Yisurim, there's no din of Kamokam, Shemunit, Rechad, Rechad, Shnai. We have the Ritva in Dafayim, and Beis, with Rechama, Noistala, Rabbam, with Nishnayim, who says that the Pshad is, that according to Rab, you don't have to have a Beis thing because he's in Rechadem, Yisurim. It's not like two eight. It's not like Eidus of Shnai. It's like Rechadem, Yisurim. And then there's a third ritva, the ritva here in Agamor, when Gemara says that the Baal will come and passel, after the Rechad was Neman, but why is it a Chumra? Because the Baal is going to lead to a Chumra, because the Baal will come and be Ma'ar or Basala. The ritva says the Gemara doesn't mean the Baal is really going to be Ma'ar, will passel. It's only a last Be'alma. It's not a real psul. Why? Because, says the ritva, because since we were Ma'im and the Rechad, so come welcome Shemini Tere Echad, Rechad Shnai. So how can the Baal have nothing against the Shnai? It must be that it's only a last Be'alma. Yeah, so the one thing is, it's not so clear that Ritva getting to really the Ritva. So I think in the Hakdama days, Ramayim, if the Ritva and the Ritva is really the Ritva, so maybe it was Francis Bacon or something. So then it's maybe it's not a steal altogether, not the same people. Okay, we'll stop with this. Okay, I don't know, I have to figure out what's wrong with the Zoom, but Mr. Shintama, I'll be there in person anyways. Cult of...